But I got mine cut on a Saturday because I knew if I didn't get it before that rain set in, it, you know what I mean? I'd be bailing it then.
I'm just dragging my feet here in case somebody wants to jump in. Yeah, I was going to cut mine Saturday, but I had a tennis social that morning, and then I drove up to Maggie Valley to help my sister. Her husband's in the hospital. He's basically, unless the Lord has other plans, it looks like he's not going to make it. So, I'm just up there, trying to help her, give her some support, and she really appreciates it. So, if I'd been here, I would have cut mine Saturday.
It's not doing too well. And that way we'll just have to hope and pray for the best. And then, yeah, you probably ain't going to be able to cut mine this Saturday because grandson's birthday down in Anderson. So I don't know if we're headed down that way or if they're headed up to our house. Hopefully they're headed to our house. There's more at our house for the grandkids to do than there is down at their house. KN4TFW.
4TFW, this is KB4CBA. And, I was just making some adjustments here. I just like to have the correct information in my log, and I was changing Bill's name from William to Bill, since he goes by Bill. Anyway, I think I got everything straightened out. I'm keeping two logs. I got QRZ and I got Logbook of the World. So I got my computer on one side and my iPad on the other.
An account there at Logbook of the World, but I don't know what was wrong. I really struggled. I ain't tried it in about 6 months because I wanted to sync it up with my QRZ. You know what I mean? To make it to where I could have some, a lot of people use that, and then it'll cross over and give you a confirmation, but I hadn't been able to get it synced up yet.
Dang, I didn't even know that. I'm going to have to do some exploring on that and see if I can figure it out.
You can do it. My computer's pretty old and slow, and that, so it might lose connection or something in between, so I just been using QRZ right now on that, but I'd like to eventually get onto that Logbook of the World.
I like it, and it's pretty easy to enter the information, and you can always like if you enter something and post it, you can always go back and edit it if there's an error or you want to make a change, like I changed to William to Bill and that kind of thing. In fact, I guess I need to change you from Kenneth to Ken.
What I used to go by now. Now, when I was a youngster, it was always Junior. You know what I mean? I didn't even know my name was Ken until I was in my 20s.
That's funny. That is really funny. Oh, me. Well, at least it wasn't, hey, you.
Yeah, seriously, until I got away from my father's side of the family and got out on my own, you know what I mean? I was always Junior. And it wasn't until, later on that I was even, after I was married, they started calling me Ken.
Let's see, there's something else I was going to tell you about that, and it has left me. Sometimes it just really sucks getting old. You have a thought. If you don't speak it in a hurry, you lose it. I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Boy, that feeling, if I think it's going to be a minute before I can say it, I'll have to write it down, or I'll be like, like you said, I'll forget it, and it'll take me a while to remember what I was going to say.
Think of it while you're talking, and then by the time you finish talking, I forgot it. So, anyway, well, I'll tell you a funny story. This is a true story, by the way. This guy is, I won't tell you his name, but he's a preacher. And he got into a lot of mischief when he was young, and so he had this old dog that kept coming around, and for some reason he didn't like it, and he wanted to get rid of it. And so I think he had a half a stick of dynamite, and he tied that thing to that dog's tail and lit it. Well, he thought the dog would go running off. Well, the dog ran right under his house front porch, and kaboom, and blew the porch to oblivion. So needless to say, when his dad got home, he wasn't too happy.
This might be a bad idea. It probably never crossed his mind.
Certain things, you just can't predict the outcome. So I guess that was one of them, and it never occurred to him where that dog was going to head. And I laughed my head off. Of course, this happened when he was a kid, so we're talking, probably in the 60s, and the late 60s or something, but anyway, it was before you could get arrested for cruelty to animals, but nobody ever found out about it. Anyway, but I don't know. You'd have to know him to get the full impact of the act, because he was just like that back then. And of course, I didn't know him back then, but I know him now, and he's still like, he's kind of like me. He's still a kid at heart. So, of course, my body reminds me that I'm not, 21 anymore, and sometimes I'll try to do something, and my body says, "You want to do what?"
For sure. I'm just a kid at heart too, and like you said, I do some stuff, and then my body says, "Man, you shouldn't have done that." But I've enjoyed the conversation this morning. I'm sitting here at the gate waiting for it to open. And that's, I'm about to say 73, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, and you enjoy that nap this afternoon. I'll be thinking about you taking it. KN4TFW.
Did you have my cell phone number so you can't call me in the middle of it? Well, you have a good day, Ken. It's been good talking with you, and I hope your work day goes well, and so you have a good one, and I'll say 73's KN4TFW, KB4CPA.